All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the fourth episode of PC Backlash. Today's kind of motivation for this show, what made me want to do this show in this particular way today, was I was watching a video a couple days ago about the situation going on in England where there's a growing and growing number of Muslims in that little tiny island we call England. It's not really too tiny. It's actually probably as big as, I don't know, New York, Pennsylvania, and maybe some parts of Virginia on the east coast of the United States. But still, there's a larger and larger Muslim demographic being built up in England, and a lot of people in England are somewhat peeved by this and bothered by this. And I understand that. Why is it that, you know, the white countries, they have to allow all sorts of people from all different nationalities and ethnicities into their country? But vice versa, if whites started going to Iran, or if whites started, you know, going to Saudi Arabia or North Africa, I mean, it just wouldn't work out the same way, would it? You know, we're very hospitable people in these Western countries. Sure, come in. Sure, go to our schools. Take advantage of our medical care. Take advantage of our benefits that we provide. Yeah, if you're pregnant, you can't find the guy who knocked you up. Sure, we'll take care of you for the next 18 years. You know. And then if you go to Iran or something, they'll most likely just give you bad looks and you might end up dead. Okay? So, I'm watching this fucking documentary. This documentary on, it's called London's Holy Turf War by Vice News. It's a good documentary, and the filmmakers are pretty good at Vice. So, basically, anyway, they go around the city of London, and they show two opposing ideologies. The one is representing the British white people, and like they're upset with these Muslims coming in. Because you have to understand, the reason it can be a problem is because if enough Muslims move into certain districts, then in a democracy, it's majority rules. So if you have all of East London or whatever, I'm not sure how the geographics work, but if you have all of a certain portion of London heavily influenced and the voters are voting for Muslim candidates who want to enforce Muslim laws, I mean, it becomes a problem. It's not like a racist thing. It's just we want to live our way, the Western English traditional way, which goes back very far and it has a very rich history. And some don't like it too much because they think they were invaded by the British and colonized and stuff. And that's a story for another time. But then they show these fucking Muslims riding around London, screaming all sorts of fucking bullshit like, Allahu Akbar! And all this shit, and it drives me fucking nuts. And what they're doing is, the thing that drives me nuts is they're going around London protesting British culture. They're foreign motherfuckers, not from anywhere close to England. And they're going into England's main city, the richest history in England, London. And they're going around to the people chanting, "You British drunks! You are no law from men, only Sharia law and all this shit. The British culture is horrible." And it's just like, what the fuck are you doing here then? Then get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of here! Like, yo, this movement has got to start building up in England, you know, where they gotta save their culture and their country. You're not... The English people, okay, that is a genetic group of people. They are different than, they have different culture, different history, different everything than the fucking Muslims that are coming up and growing and growing. And the problem is the English people, much like most of the Western white race, is not having children. So when you have a growing number of people, Muslims coming in who their women aren't really involved with the economy, aren't really independent. They're kind of, you know, in this like archaic fucking dependency upon their husband. So their husband comes home and she's basically his slave. I mean, it's a fucking fact. Okay. And, you know, he can fuck her whenever he wants without a condom and get her pregnant every fucking day. So the Muslims are growing in population like crazy and the whites are not. So you have this going on while, you know, they're moving, the Muslims are coming into England for God knows what reason, why there's no quotas enforced. Like, whoa, we've reached a certain amount. We've had 10 million immigrants from Muslim lands come in the past 10 years. Maybe we should let them, you know, assimilate into our culture. Wait 20 years for a generation to become British and then allow more to come in. You can't just allow the whole fucking world to come into your little tiny island while you're the people living on the island originally aren't having babies. The island's gonna look like a fucking Muslim country living in old English infrastructure that was built hundreds of years ago in about 100 years. This rate keeps going, and it's the truth. And, yeah, this brings me to another topic which I want to discuss is white rights. What about white people? You consider yourself, if you consider yourself a white person, I guess you consider yourself, it was my people that got the good side of history, you know, just because we were white and like our pigment in our skin was white and we did really bad things to people, so we deserve to like basically be annihilated and killed and fuck white people, right? I mean, that's like, even white people themselves are like, yeah, I hate white people. Like, it's like this horrible thing that's growing in American culture, especially within the past 5 years. This obsession with how horrible white people are. I mean, if you watch television, you watch movies, it's constantly just white people are sick, white people are fucked up, white people are racist, sadist, fucking psychotic killers, devils. I mean, it's constant. So, I mean, do I have to provide the examples for everyone here? I can't even bear to watch television, but, you know, incidentally, I'm going to see, you know, what's been going on in television. So, for the past couple of years, I've been seeing trailers for movies, right? And I feel like for 5 years or so, there's been, like, movies, like, incessantly coming out. Like, the trailers, like, for example, I watched 12 Years a Slave. We'll get into that in a minute. That's one of the movies. 12 Years a Slave. And then there's the Jackie Robinson movie. And then in that trailer for that, I didn't see the movie, but I saw the trailer many times. And it was Jackie Robinson coming up to the fucking plate. And it was this poor black man. This man, he was such a good man. He went up to the plate, man. And the white pitcher looked at him and said, I'ma kill this nigga, man, because he black and I'm white. And I'm just like, and so the pitcher winds up his arm and he looks at the crowd and looks at all of his players who are all white. And he's like, yeah, I'm gonna get this nigger today. And fucking winds up his best pitch and drills the guy in the fucking head. Drills Jackie Robinson in the head, the poor black man. I seriously doubt that went on. Okay? So, you know. So then there's that movie. Then there's the obsession with the Martin Luther King thing with Selma and Oprah Winfrey, fat fucking ape, stupid bitch. Hate that bitch. There's that movie which sucked. Nobody wanted to fucking see that because they all know the story. It's like, all right, we get it. It's constantly, I'm a victim of the white man. I'm a victim, man. They kept us down. They made us slaves. It's just like, oh my fucking God. You were workers. You came from the fucking jungle. Your own people took you from the jungle and sold you as workers. Okay? Standards of living in the 17th and 18th century were fucking horrible for everyone. People were dying of fucking, you know, common illnesses and shit like that, okay? You were taken out of the fucking jungle. Were they scientists over there? That, like, we ripped away from them, like, their awesome lives that they were having in the jungle? What did we rip them away from, elegant metropolises? No! They were wandering around a jungle, like, throwing rocks at animals and trying to cook. I mean, they didn't fucking have anything. And the funny thing is, look, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm telling the fucking truth. And the funny thing is like, you'll get a real uppity, like, you know, a revisionist historian, a black historian to challenge me on this, right? And they'll be like, man, you don't know the first thing about the brothers in Africa. We had cities, we had trade and economy, science, medicine. No, you fucking did not. That was, we actually enslaved the white man. And let me tell you something. The slaves that came to America via the slave trade, I forget the name of that fucking, the triangular trade or whatever that route was. They came from West Africa, which, and the slaves came from sub-Saharan Africa. So there's a difference between North Africa and sub-Saharan Africa, okay? That's where the slaves came from. That's the fucking jungle there, pal. That's the jungle. Nothing going on there. No cities, no Egypt. What about the... I love how they try to take credit as if the black slaves had something to do, that are in America, their legacy had something to do with Egypt. It had nothing to do with Egypt. Please. Entirely different. Sub-Saharan Africa and the Congo is where the majority of the slaves came from. Nigeria, maybe some from there, and the Congo. Okay? So, anyway, let me get back to these movies. 12 Years a Slave has the thinnest fucking shittiest plot ever. All they did was just try to make the white people look like the most horrible fucking people, and that after leaving that movie, we have to go to every fucking black person we see and be like, I'm so sorry, man. I can't believe we whipped you and beat you and fucking raped you and did all this shit, man. I'm sorry. No! That's not what happened. There wasn't... Yeah, of course slaves got whipped and shit. Yeah. But it wasn't this... It wasn't a fucking... Look... What, you say that's okay, man? You think it's okay that black people got whipped? Well, in some circumstances, that was the law. What were they going to do, call the fucking cops? What if one of the slaves was trying to rape another slave, or trying to do, you know, how else are you supposed to enforce the law with your slaves? Call the cops back in the 17th century? I mean, look. The thing is, the blacks in America were as slaves were treated fine. They weren't treated as animals. Believe me, that's not fucking true. They're treated as workers. My God, dude, this propaganda is out of control right now. And it's all gearing up to make white people look like horrible devil people. And we've got to do something about it. It's not racist for me to stand up for white people and tell the fucking truth. All of a sudden, we're going to become the persecuted race.
Right.
What if we're the persecuted race now? What if we're being taken advantage of? We're the best slaves. We produce the most money. We produce the most shit. That's a matter of fucking fact. We produce the most shit. And then we provide all the juicy tax money for the politicians to hand out to people to get their votes. We're the fucking slaves now. So it's time we start thinking about this shit in a radically different way. Not the way that Selma and Oprah Winfrey and Barack Obama and Eric Holder tell us that how horrible white people are. No. We need to start thinking about that we're being trampled on and we are becoming slaves ourselves. All right. So I'm just going to sign off for a commercial break real quick. We'll be right back. For those listening on the podcast, it's just going to be instantaneously right back. But for my radio listeners, it's going to be a little commercial. So we'll be right back in 2 seconds.